Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Yiwen, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. By cure, we are saying that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, and depression, and eradicate a myriad of disorders such as asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, and infections without the use of drugs, surgery, or the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE method itself. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. We have been proving this claim with remarkable cases. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to discover how Dr. Tong cures diseases that were previously thought incurable. Stay tuned for incredible cases this week. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Good.
Good. Okay, we have a caller today. She was actually our guest from last week, so we'll get right to her. Good morning, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, what a great surprise.
Well, I forgot to mention something last week that I thought was very important.
Okay.
While you recall, I was speaking about my anxiety and attacks.
Right.
Well, I went to a doctor in Indianapolis, and he prescribed hormones, which I thought would fix everything. I fully believed in them.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 days after taking them, these were natural hormones, by
mm-hmm.
the way, triestrogen and progesterone and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
9 days after taking them, I went out to walk, and it so happens I had just purchased a heart monitor so I could walk and keep my heart from going too high, because
mm-hmm.
that was a healthy way to exercise. And I had gone 2 blocks when all of a sudden I looked down and my heart was going 160 beats a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
And I mean, I wasn't even running. I was just walking, and I felt faint, lightheaded. So I sat down on a wall, and it was early in the morning, and I saw two women walking about a block away, and I waved them down, and they came, and I asked them to walk home with me because I was having some problems. And, well, that was so scary. When I got home, fortunately, their company helped me calm down and everything, so I was able to get home all right. But
so do you think it's from the hormones?
Oh, absolutely, because I was in such bad shape after that, I couldn't even walk up the stairs without my heart monitor going, you know,
mm-hmm.
Telling me that my heart was racing again at 160 beats a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also taking DHEA, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a drugstore, and they told me sometimes that happens, so I stopped taking it,
mm-hmm.
and every day I got better.
Holly, let me try to teach you something to know what really is the thing that matters the most. Let's say the hormone work, the hormone replacement work and make you feel better. That is still not a solution. You are supposed to make your body, get your body back on its own feet, doing its own thing. So hormone replacement, even your work, should not be taken forever, because the body has too many hormones, 20-some different estrogen. We talk about the three major ones, but there are 20 different ones we know, and female have testosterone, male have estrogen also, and the body secrete them in different amount. So get the body's own mechanism working is the end, the ultimate result you want, not by getting the even iodine. Even if that help you, No. You build your body working by yourself and taking regular nutrition.
Right.
Okay, even if hormone refers to work, do you not feel happy about it? Because the more you rely on the outside source, the less your own organ will work.
Exactly.
If your leg does not walk, and you can use a wheelchair, okay, you solve the problem temporarily.
It works.
So the leg will become atrophy. So you use hormone replacement, will make your ovary and uterus atrophy. Even if the ovary is not there, the adrenal and the fat cells, like Dr. Lee spoke said, make its own estrogen and testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
So making the body back on its own feet is the only way to resolve problem in any system, not from interfering from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what my point is?
Yes, well, I agree 100% because after going to you, of course, these problems kept getting worse. They weren't as bad after I got the hormones out of my system, but I still had problems, and then finally got so bad that I had a panic attack coming back from the store, only driving 5 miles. Well, then I went to you, and I haven't had any problems since. It's just
good.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely relaxed.
And you've had the courage to call us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. I would have never been able to talk on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been so scared.
And this is just
I would highly recommend anytime you come back to California to get a tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
The more connected your body to your mind, you don't need any supplement, including mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, in the past, I never used any supplements.
Well, the reason is the food nowadays, it just is not...
It will make you stronger. The supplement will make you stronger, but without the supplement, connecting to your mind will work most of the time.
Right.
Well, that's certainly proven to be true, because I'm completely cured since seeing you. I just keep getting better every day, and I do intend to come back.
Yeah. By the way, the information will say that the organic iodine from standard process should not be used more than 2 weeks. That's also false. When I first tried it, I tried for 3 months, taking it daily. As long as the mind and the body are connected, you can do so much more, you know, so than even a normal person. So all the other research and books you read, they do not have available my information.
Mm-hmm.
So we know learn that, okay?
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for calling again. It was such a nice surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, nice speaking with you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for everything.
Yeah. Mostly on the program and listen to what is really the unsung hero in all the heat killings.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, I just want to say one thing. I know that without any question of a doubt, I would not be feeling the way I do today if I had not gone to see you.
Thank you.
I feel like that was such a wonderful fluke in my life. Somebody told me, because I did everything I knew what to do, I could not get over these problems.
Right.
And it was just so miraculous seeing you, what was it, two months ago, and all these problems have just disappeared.
Yeah, let me just prove it. You're right, okay? After your very first treatment, you felt much better. So you still have other deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
See, connecting your mind makes you feel better already, just like that.
That's
with all the deficiencies, doesn't matter.
Hi, I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen to the rest of our show, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend. Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom From Pain Programs with Dr. Chong. Call us at 714-556-8664. That was Holly calling from Indiana. She was on our show last week, just kind of giving us a... follow-up interview. Our next guest is Vladimir. Let's get right to him. Hi, Vladimir.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to our show.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Where are you from? What do you do? Why don't you give us a little background and then tell us your story?
Well, actually, I own a horse farm, and I've been treating my horses with herbs now for the last 27 years.
Wow.
And the reason I invited you on as my guest is because what you did against the grain, how you saved your mother. So tell us that story, how you opposed the conventional wisdom and how you saved your mother from the hospital.
Oh, absolutely. 2 years ago, my mother had a brain surgery. She had subdural
hematoma.
A hematoma that was removed, and she was really in a very, very serious condition. I recommended after the surgery immediately that I have an acupuncturist come into the hospital and treat my mother 5 days after the operation.
Mm-hmm.
And with a lot of problems in the medical department, the legal department, I succeeded in doing so because the doctor didn't give her any chance in having her right side really function. And she did not have any sensation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And after six treatments, her right side body was restored totally.
What was the neurologist's prognosis?
That was the neurosurgeon.
The neurosurgeon?
Yes.
What was her prognosis according to him?
Her prognosis was very, very poor at the time, and he gave her a very, very low percent of even making it out of the operation, which was like 30%.
Mm.
And they allow you to give her herbs while she was
after
you?
After a lot of negotiations with the medical department, the legal department, I threatened that I should move my mother out of the hospital, and then they decided that
good
I would.
For you.
Yes.
Yes.
So she had six acupuncture treatments?
After five treatments.
Five treatments. Okay.
Yeah, the entire right side of the body was totally restored.
Mm-hmm.
And then her nutrition at the hospital was so poor after that that they injected the tube in her stomach, that they were giving her baby food, and I fought against that, and I decided that I need to put the proper food and the proper nutrients in her, including the supplements and the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another obstacle that I overcame at the time, and I succeeded. And I do have letters from them having me sign to the fact that they're not responsible for all the stuff that I give my mother.
You're like, I'll gladly sign that.
Yeah.
Yes, I have it. Of course, I signed it. And then there were miracles made because she improved so well at the
mm-hmm.
time that even some of the nurses asked me, what do you give your mother? We need the same thing. They're always tired.
Yes. We need more people with your courage, who knows the right treatment, know the right knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and go against what's supposed to be the expert in health field.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dr. Tom, let me just say that you're the champion of all champions as far as a medical doctor and a natural healer.
Yes.
Because what you have done is you bridged the East with the West in your knowledge and your wisdom that you are working so well with my mother at the time, because now that she had four treatments only and under your supervision here and under your know-how, that she had gained so much confidence in herself. She connected her mind to her body.
Mm-hmm.
She has total functions of her mind over her body at the time. Her emotions have changed. Her courage has changed.
I'm
started to walk on her own practically now. She started to smile. Her speech is improved about maybe 80%.
Oh, good.
We are getting to the point where we're having our mother, even though she's 82 years old.
Yes.
Most of the doctors that I'm dealing with or I dealt with, and there's about half a dozen, they ask me, well, she's 82 years old. What do you expect us to do, you know? And I say, I expect you to do a lot.
Yes.
I know what to do, let me handle it myself, you know.
She is very clear-headed and very smart.
Yes. Well, doctor, one of the neurologists, which I was really, really very afraid of, you know, was subscribing all these medicines that were nothing but toxins.
Yes.
And it was really working on the brain cells so much. It had like 22 side effects of medicine after I really researched.
Wow.
And I have found that 18 of the 22 side effects Mom had at the time.
Mm.
This is when I decided to switch. I said, these people are killing my mother, you know. Mm. And because she was a very, very healthy specimen before the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the operation really affected her to a point, but then there should be a recovery because I am the same believer as you are.
Yes.
That the body, once you give it a chance to heal itself, it will start mm-hmm. healing it. And this is exactly what you're doing to my mother, opening up all the channels,
yes.
all the meridians, that the circulation is restored.
Her
self had really gone up tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what were the difficulties you walked when she first came, and how much improvement she had now.
Well, she did not walk at all. If you remember, I brought her in a wheelchair.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when I brought her in the wheelchair, she was leaning about a good 35-40 degrees to the right.
Yes.
With all the weakness on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
Now how far can she walk now?
And you know, she's walking now about a good 500 feet now.
Wow.
Which people don't realize that, you know, this is a long time.
82 years old.
Oh my.
Not walked for a long time.
That is so incredible.
Yeah.
She was in a car, we were in a car accident. We were rear-ended on the freeway at 35 miles an hour. So that really also put a lot of more strain. She had injuries to her right shoulder, her neck, her back. And I mean, that really set us back both really tremendously. But I think with these four treatments that you have given her, you have really helped the total body to the point where now she started to reach over with her right hand, picking up stuff where before she had no use of the right hand whatsoever from the pain, from the shoulder pain.
Well, actually, if there are two problems. One, you said you're distant. You drive a couple hours to come see us.
Yeah.
So you can only see get one treatment a week. And secondly, the financial. The Medicare, with all this very cheap and most effective treatment, they don't pay for it.
They only allow three treatments every 60
Our
days.
Our system is sick.
It's so sad.
Well, I, if there any lobby that should be done, it should be lobby for natural medicine treatment.
Absolutely, yes.
Because all these lobbyists are lobbying for nothing but pharmaceutical companies.
For their own interest, not the patient's
interest.
And
their own interest, because I think that they've been treating nothing but symptoms, and mom was on like five different medications, you know, dealing with symptoms. Complicated her own system so badly, you know. Now we're down only to two medications after your treatment.
Yes, I wish more people are as intelligent, as informed as you. I'm not kidding. You're really a champion for the public, and the public should listen to
this. We commend you.
Yes.
Well, doctor, you're the champion of all champions into understanding the body and the way it functions, because there are over 100 trillion cells in the body. If you just give them a chance to nourish themselves and multiply and heal the body, I think that should be the method of doing it with no medications whatsoever. With the exception, I am a true believer in all the herbs, the supplements that the body requires, because as your first guest was saying, the foods that we eat today, they really are totally unhealthy for people. There is not enough nutrition in it, no vitamins, no minerals. So this is why my mother is gaining more and more strength, because I had her on your herbs schedule as well.
Yes.
And that really helped her a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Vladimir, you know, your friend Dickie is on. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen to the rest of the show.
You betcha.
Thank you.
You have one of the better guest ever, which is my friend Dickie.
Okay,
very knowledgeable person also.
Okay, thanks, Vladimir.
You're welcome.
That was Vladimir talking with us about his mother, who had a brain surgery 3 years ago, four treatments with Dr. Tong, and she has had so much improvement. If you just heard that story, call us for an appointment today, 714-556-8664. Okay, we're going to get to our next guest. Good morning, Dickie.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome to our show. Thanks for waiting.
Oh, how wonderful to get to hear Vladimir and the woman before that. The wonderful miracles that happen when we go the right way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, your story is pretty miraculous, too, is it not?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you're almost like a professional. You work for at Mother's Market in Laguna Hills, is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you got a lot of customers really depend on you for professional information.
I've been in the health food industry since 1940, and I know the right way and the natural way, and I also know from observing the world the other side, too. And my son is doing so very, very well. Last year, he was in April, May, June, and July, four different hospitals, and then each doctor removes the medication he's on and puts their medication on, and he just went up. Seizure after seizure, grand mal and other kinds of epilepsy every 3 minutes.
How old is your son?
Okay. Pardon?
How old is your son?
He's 53 at the present time.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, and he has really been through, he had three or four head injuries from 13 on.
Oh.
And totaled two cars and lost his beautiful family because of the epilepsy, and has really not had an easy time, and by just truly drugging people, they're treating the effect rather than going to the cause and finding out what's causing something so that a person can have the healing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, he came to me. One of the things that I noticed was he had a lot of rash, you know, on his arm.
He had a severe rash.
Mm-hmm.
And I also tried to get an appointment because he had fallen twice, once out of his bed, on his head, mm-hmm. and then in the waiting room where he was, and fell, and they said there was no need that he could have an appointment in October. With the neurologist, there was no need to see him at all.
But they were worried. You know, the neurologist cannot help anyway. So
yes, I am giving him drugs.
I know, but I think if you have a patient, you should
yes. I'm just
that,
kidding, yes.
You know?
Yes.
And see him so and he hasn't, and I know when he does go back, they're going to be completely surprised. And then you recognizing the state of Jeffrey and taking him off of half of that medication, which was so detrimental to his body, and the alertness and the complete change in him.
Yes, how's the rash now?
Three treatments, how absolutely wonderful.
Oh, very good. How's the rash now?
It's just wonderful. Just absolutely wonderful. The alertness, because of the change in his speech, and he would be so quiet because he was just so jumped up from the medication,
right.
and no communication.
So he's much more alert.
Jabbered.
Was his treated. Was his rash itchy?
Very, very itchy. He hadn't slept at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was totally exhausted, and that itchy is all gone now.
All gone.
And he's alert, and it's so wonderful to see him return to himself.
Three treatments, and his rash is gone.
Three treatments, plus the wonderful change in the speech and the alertness and everything from the person that I knew before. It's wonderful. And the body does have the ability to completely heal itself.
Right, without
that
drugs.
That power is returned and those meridians are open and so that the body can do its own work.
So, Dr. Tony, we see like a pattern with our guest today. After they're taken off drugs,
they're
so much better. So.
Yes.
What is the deal?
The drug is a cause rather than a cure.
That's right, and the
all
side
the
effects. I tell the people I work with when they come in and tell me they have things, I said, have you gotten a slip showing you the side effects? No, I said, go to the drugstore and get it so that you'll know what you're dealing with.
You'll be scared.
I have people all day long that come in and say, I'm not going to my doctor anymore. Please, please help me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I see all these wonderful changes in them.
Mm-hmm. I want the listener to know that Vicky is over 80 years old. She is coming.
80 years young, doctor.
80 years young. Sorry.
You do not even look a day over, I don't know, 60.
My goal.
Grandchildren know they cannot use the word old.
Okay, 80 years young.
Such word is old.
Exactly, yeah.
Look how we start. We say they're 1 year old, and we put that.
That's right. You have the right mental attitude and the right knowledge. That's why you keep young and keeping away from drugs and conventional wisdom.
Well, we were meant to have a good life.
Yes.
We have to counteract all the things, the food, all of the genetic engineering they're trying to do and to completely change natural
That's
law.
Right.
And we have to stand up for what we believe in and change the world,
Absolutely.
Not allow it to take over in ways that are not right.
That's right.
So Jeff is off most of his medication now?
Yeah, he only has half, and then we'll get him off of the rest of it. But he's a completely different person.
We also discontinue the Depakote, right?
Yes.
The Depakote was totally discontinued, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We should discontinue Dilantin, too, after a while.
And the neurologist did take him off of the phenobarbital, which was good. That was
yes.
a good thing that happened.
They don't help, okay?
But we need natural clinics that can teach truth and take care of all these young people that are going to take over this world.
Right.
Yes.
They'll know the way to
go. Educate them the right way.
Right.
Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story.
Well, thank you so much for being there and being such a wonderful light to all of us.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Dickie. She spoke to us about her son, Jeff, who has had grand mal seizures for a big part of his life. He's 53 now. Three treatments. He's off half his medication. His speech is better. He's more alert. Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8664. So, in the news today, should we talk about this, Dr. Tong?
Sure. You know, we want to really get to the bottom of the truth. Do we have the best medical system in the world? Look at the example that we had just
a couple weeks ago.
And what the story that we shared, okay? And this morning, the news about another mother had postpartum depression.
Yes.
Now she's being kept from her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she cannot be trusted to be alone with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And even with all the aggressive conventional treatment, she's not getting any better.
Well, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're reading from the Orange County Register, actually today, Saturday, July 7th, about an OC woman, Paula Thompson of San Clemente. She had twins, and after that she became severely depressed. She went to a renowned postpartum depression program at UCLA, and she was, they said, she responded well to aggressive care, higher doses of antidepressant and antipsychotic medication. UCLA doctor said that told her husband that she would be functioning fully well in a year.
That is a big deception. Number one, renowned program doesn't mean anything at all, okay? If you use drug to treat people, that is wrong, mm-hmm. wrong. You don't take drug as part of the nutrition. The body doesn't use drug for function or structural repair.
Right.
So using drug, even if you help, is not right. So they predict that within a year she could be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bunch of baloney.
Well, how do they predict? I mean, that's the question.
That's right. She was hospitalized twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And each time the expert, according to the article, said
she was getting better.
She was getting better, and they sent her home. But
actually, they said even the night before she tried to drown her twins, she appeared fine. Her husband said she was singing happily, and then the next day she tried to drown her twins.
That's the whole key. Psychiatrists have no way, and the regular doctor have no way to tell whether the person better or not.
Mm-hmm.
They just use opinion. One opinion against another opinion. In fact, the Japanese fellow that went on a rampage and killed a bunch of kids, some psychiatrist diagnosed him as crazy and some said he's normal.
Mm-hmm.
They could not even agree.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And in fact,
there's a psychiatrist in Irvine who said that it was ridiculous that we would think that drugs were the cause of the psychotic hallucination.
There's always a medical profession is wrong. The public had a better wisdom. At first it was nutrition. The public is the one that would introduce nutrition in the health.
Mm-hmm.
And then alternative medicine. The medical profession are always denouncing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Public are the ones who knows more.
Yeah, well, someone answered, a layman answered from Found Valley, Marjorie King, you can open any good medical book and see that hallucinations and psychoses are a side effect of many drugs.
Amen.
Particularly depressants. It is not twisted logic.
That is a better wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Medical professionals should be listening to the layman.
Well, join us next Saturday, K Bright, AM 740, 11:30. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next Saturday.